What are you wearing today? High street, vintage, or designer brands? Our choice of clothes sends a strong message to other people. Wearing clothes from high street stores says, "Hey, I'm just a regular kind of guy." A vintage outfit suggests confidence and creativity. And according to a 2013 study by the University of Minnesota, women wear designer brands to show their high status and warn others to keep away from their men. Designer brands, brands that are shown as a collection of clothes or accessories at one of the major fashion weeks in London, Paris, New York, or Milan, are certainly expensive. Only the very rich can afford these products, and they must often get on a waiting list to buy the most sought-after pieces. The iconic Birkin handbag by Hermès reportedly has a waiting list of more than 6 years. However, these days there are many ways for average people to get a taste of the designer lifestyle. In recent years, some fashion designers have released a diffusion line. This is a line of clothes that stays true to the style of the high-end parent brand but sells for lower prices. For example, CK by Calvin Klein. Designer perfume, which can be purchased for less than $100, has also proved popular. At the pinnacle of his fame in the 1990s, Calvin Klein sold 20 bottles a minute of his trademark fragrance, CK1, which can be worn by both men and women. In addition, there has been a series of successful collaborations between designers and high street stores. In 2004, when Chanel designer Karl Lagerfeld was asked to come up with a collection for H&M, it sold out within hours. Stories even emerged of customers physically fighting over the best dresses, which were later resold on the internet for many times their original price. Buying vintage designer garments, either online or from a boutique that specializes in used clothes, is another option for shoppers on a tight budget. But why are we so attracted to these designer brands? Can a sweater really make us feel and appear more powerful? In fact, everyday items such as sweaters are not generally seen at Fashion Week shows. It is common for journalists to make fun of haute couture because it is rarely practical or commercial. Models often fall over on the runway because of dangerously high heels, or they are forced to wear garments that expose intimate areas of their bodies. Who wants to dress that way in the real world? Perhaps the University of Minnesota study is right, and it is not the clothes themselves that we desire, but the respect of other people. In the modern world, wearing luxury brands is simply a way to communicate how wealthy and successful we are.